I'm over here today, I'm not over there. So there's a reason for that. So this morning we're going to go through, actually when I was talking to the Lord about what to bring today or from whenever I talk next, I came, was firing off some ideas. And then he said, what about the word that I've brought to the church already through Ruth? And I said, yes, there's so much richness in that, and we need to dwell in that. And I sensed his happiness, his smiling, when I said, yeah, we will dwell on that. So I really feel this is the right thing to do. So I'm going to invite Ruth to come up first and just say some background about this word that the Lord gave her.
It's a collection of words, not just one word. In October, we were really seeking God for the future of our church, and we still are. But there were some key things I really felt God was saying through Alistair Longwell when he came and preached, and through Owen Green, and some words of knowledge. And I just wrote phrases down, words down. And it was one of those times when I just felt as a church, we need to be holding these words. We need to be absorbing them. Not just let them pass, but to actually stay with them. So I wrote a meditation, which I read actually before Frank preached, last time he preached. That was 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I just sort of sewed it together. It's mostly what was spoken, and then just enough words to hold it together to make sense. And it's roughly in running order from what was said in church from top, like beginning to end of the meditation.
Cool. Thank you, Ruth. So, just wanted to honour our prophetic group. So, Ruth, Christine, and Simon, for all that you're doing and hearing from God and bringing to us. We appreciate that, and we say more, Lord, over the three of you. May that increase. And, bless you. Thank you for that. I've lost my laptop, lady. Sorry. if you just put it on, Ruth, then I can do the clicky bits. Okay, so let's prepare our senses as we hear from God. God's given us these senses for a reason. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This morning you'll be seeing on the screen words from Father God to you. And pictures, I put pictures to the words. So you'll be seeing and you'll be hearing. The heaven of God, God's heaven is at hand, which means it's touchable, it's tangible. It's here this morning. Part of it's within you, but also in here this morning as the Holy Spirit will move amongst us. And smell. Do you know, there's a fragrance to the presence of God. You can smell God. And so all these senses. So just quieten yourself down. If any of you at the back want to come forward, there's other chairs here. But this is going to be a kind of a different time this morning. I'm not teaching. I'm going to bring Ruth's word as it's written in chunks. And then we're just going to dwell a little bit and have a time of reflection after each section. So I'm purposely over here because I want Father God's going to be speaking directly to you this morning through these words. So this is the time for you. You know, we have a God who talks to us, communes with us and loves us. This is your time. Don't let it pass. Don't get distracted. Try not to be distracted. This is his words for you. It's really precious. So I'm just going to pray first. Yeah, thank you, Father God, for these words. And may these words just not just be words that just go in your ear, around your head and out the other ear. May they be something which soaks in this morning and start a transformation work that you want. You desire transformation in us. So, yeah, we say with open hearts this morning, Holy Spirit, do your work today, and may we come closer to you. Amen. This is the first bit. My precious one, Are you ready to come closer to me, your Creator? You're God's precious one, and He is your Creator. He created you so He could love you, and He has no favourites. No one is better than another. He loves everyone the same. His love is unconditional. So how about you this morning with this question? Are you ready to acknowledge that you are God's precious one? And come take a step closer to Him. As we reflect, maybe just respond to Him in your own way. Precious. Precious is beautiful, valued, loved, special. It's a decision for us to come closer. My precious one, that's you, that's us. I can see you gaze around, observing your surroundings, longing to make sense of things and see change, yet feeling this is beyond you. I can sense your heartache. Remember, things are not always as they seem first. Your perception is different to mine. I see the big picture across the whole span of time. Father God is watching you. He sees and He knows your situations that you're going through at the moment. Spend a moment bringing that situation to mind. How does it make you feel? Are you overwhelmed? Situation too impossible? God's perception this morning is different to ours. He sees the big picture in the span of the whole of your life. He knows your heartache, and he holds you, just like that picture of Jesus hugging. He hugs you this morning, and He says, I know your heartache. My precious one, that's you and me. Stay in my presence to reflect on things. Are you aware who or what you are being shaped by? I invite you to be immersed in my love and dwell in my words. Let them sink deep into your heart and soul, and then penetrate to the depths of your inner being. Will you let me guide you? Give you light on your path through life? God invites you to stay in his presence. You're in his presence now. He is here, Holy Spirit is here, ready to immerse you with God's love. Make a decision to let God guide you and not the world. Maybe the world has been shaping you in a certain way. Maybe the world tells you you're not good enough. God says something completely different. He's the creator. He knows what he's doing. He's created you unique. He wants to change your life, guide your path, help you make the right choices. So, will you let God guide you? My precious one, that's you and I. You are very dear to me. And I really value who you are. I ask you to consider valuing things by my standards, rather than conforming to the pattern of the world. It's my passion to do a work of transformation in your life. But I need your cooperation to be obedient to my calling, to make changes in your life, to renew your mind. I've given you the ability to make choices in life. But I desire you to intentionally choose to grow closer to me, to know my voice and leading more clearly, to be aware of things that distract you from my love and peace. Understand your value this morning. You have such a high value as God's created you. And don't let the world give you its value. God wants to transform you, but he needs your obedience. Which area of your life this morning needs transformation? What do you need to be obedient to? What's God asked you to do? That you need to follow up and you need to do it. You need to be obedient. Maybe take that step of commitment and say to God that you will be obedient from this morning in that area that you're thinking about. My precious one, my precious one, that's you and I. It's in my longing that you recognize when you come to the end of yourself. Reach the limit of what you can handle and surrender all what you are facing to me. For I have come to give you life. To give you life in all its fullness. To experience life in all its fullness with me. It's a measure beyond your knowledge. For the way I define, this is different. Are you feeling at the end of yourself this morning? God is there to love and to support you and to strengthen you. But we need to surrender all to God. For an exchange, to receive life and life in all its fullness. God knows your struggle. There's nothing that he is surprised by. He knows. He knows what you struggle with, and he's there with you to help you to change. But there needs to be an exchange by surrendering to God, and then he will fill you with his fullness. My precious one, that's you and I can see your struggles and heartache, but it's my desire for you to move on from this point, for you to surrender all to me, allowing me to soften your heart. My precious one, are you ready to come closer to me, your Creator? To melt your bitterness, dissolve your resentment, and to wash away your sorrow. God wants to soften your heart this morning. Maybe you're holding some bitterness or resentment. Just maybe bring that to mind and give it to Father God, and he will dissolve it. Maybe confess that you've been holding bitterness or resentment against someone else, and then he will help dissolve it. And it was by softening your heart you are able to come closer to God this morning. Are you ready this morning to come closer to God? He's calling to you. My precious one, that's you and I invite you to take time to recognize what's going on inside of you. To be honest with yourself, is fear driving your decisions? Consider what you are willing to take off. Consider, are you willing to take off your mask, revealing your true self, to be transparent to those around you? It's my desire to witness my loved ones support each other. To witness my loved ones support each other. Significant change can happen when you encourage each other in alignment with my principles. Growth together accelerates when you unmask and are honest with each other. What's going on inside of you today? Are you fearful? Are you fearful of today, of the future? Have you been wearing a mask in your life? Are you actually hiding the real you? You act like someone else, but you're hiding the real you behind. God wants you to be honest and to be opened up. This is a safe place. Where you'll receive support and we'll encourage each other. And by that, we will see our growth with God accelerate. my precious one. That's you and I. I know to face the reality of what you're dealing with. This can be hard and painful at times. Know that I will be close to you through this process. Are you willing to identify how you're feeling? Are you ready to move on? I am here for you, always ready to listen. It brings joy to me when you respond to my voice. God, Father God knows what you're dealing with. He's close, very, very close. You can acknowledge your pain, give it to him, and then start the journey to move on. And he's always there, wherever you are, whatever you do. Are you ready to move on? My precious one, that's you and I. Is it your desire to reach out to me, your creator, to hold my hand? Trust me and hold my hand. Are you ready to talk to me about the things you are facing, going through, experiencing? About what you're feeling deep down that you normally hold within, keep hidden. Are you ready to confess your sins? Do you desire to walk close to me and feel my embrace? Confess your sins. If we confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us and cleanse us. Surrender to God, and he will exchange your pain for his joy and his life. Desire to reach out to him and hold his hand and be held in his embrace this morning. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. That's the word from the Father God to you this morning. So I want to invite you, if you'd like prayer this morning. Simon or Susan could just play some quiet music in the background. If you would like prayer this morning, then come forward. I'd like to ask Christine and Stephen, Rachel and myself, to, if you're okay, to pray for people. And whatever's maybe touched you or that you need some prayer for, we'll stand with you for breakthrough. Maybe you need to confess something. These are all words that we've heard, you know, through this word that's come from God through Ruth. These words have come up through our other things, surrender, confession. You know, this is an important word to our church, and this is an opportunity to just go deeper in this. It's precious when God speaks to us, and there's so much in this. So if something has just touched you, then I just invite you to come forward. We'll find a little space somewhere here to pray. Pray for you. Whichever area, you know, has God's highlighted. He has a way of like illuminating things in your life. So take this time to come closer to him. Maybe it's just a simple prayer like that. My precious, are you ready to come closer to me, your creator? Amen.